Welcome to KHFM's Music Education Festival. In half an hour, we'll tell you more about one of the organizations that bring performances and programs to students throughout our communities. Today, we feature a newly formed youth choir, El Faro Youth Chorus. El Faro is directed by Dr. Gabby Dietrich and is part of the Choral Looks Oratorio Society's organization. We'll start the hour hearing El Faro performing Singaba Hambayo, a traditional South African piece. Singaba Hambayo, performed by El Faro Youth Chorus. El Faro is a part of the Choral Looks Oratorio Society's organization, and they not only bring musical performances featuring young people, they have a unique approach to the needs of the young singers in their chorus. And here to tell us more about that is their director, Dr. Gabby Dietrich.
Hi, Gabby. Tell me a little about your organization and what you do.
So we are, El Faro Youth Chorus is the first ever trauma-informed chorus. And that is cool for a variety of reasons. We have young people from age 7 through 18 coming to sing with us. And we believe in musical excellence. That's obviously important for any chorus. But we also take some care in the way that we handle behaviors and personalities and all of that kind of stuff, to make sure that people feel like rehearsal is a safe place, to make sure that they have a good time, and to make sure that we acknowledge that they're whole people. And we don't know what might have happened to them that day or what might have happened to them years ago that might be impacting the way that they're behaving now. And so it's sort of a more intentionally more compassionate choral environment.
We'll hear El Faro now performing two different selections, The Beat of a Different Drum and The Drinking Gourd.
Oh,
heard The Drinking Gourd, an arrangement by Andre Thomas. Before that, Sarah Cortell's The Beat of a Different Drum. The performance was by Albuquerque's El Faro Youth Chorus. We'll hear more now from their director, Dr. Gabby Dietrich, and El Faro's executive assistant, Ashley Jonkman.
Does being a trauma-informed choir change typical rehearsals and performances?
You know, if you were to walk in off the street and you'd been to other choir rehearsals or choral performances, you might not know any different. Like, it might not actually strike you as being a particularly different environment. All of the work that we're doing that's trauma-informed is really more behind the scenes. I do go out of my way a little bit more to ask the young people how they're feeling, and I ask them about their thoughts on kind of random issues. It's not even necessarily musical in nature. I ask them questions like, today it's Balloon Fiesta Week, and so I ask them about if they could commission a balloon in any shape, what shape would they pick? And I ask them these things partly because I just think it's fun to hear what they say, and mainly because I want them to get to know each other in a way that is more connective than just, you know, you're a soprano, you're an alto, you're a good singer, you're a good sight reader. Instead, they get to know one another on a human level and hear a little bit about each other's background in a way that's safe and in a way that's not too much exposure, but that also lets people have a little window into who they are and what they like.
Director Dr. Gabby Dietrich talking to the executive assistant of El Faro Youth Chorus, Ashley Jonkman, about the unique service that they provide to the members of their chorus. We'll have another couple of performances by this group of young people now. Ketal Tarag and Art Thou Troubled?
She's on a road, and the hill grows.
George Frederick Handel's Art Thou Troubled. Before that, we heard Kayal Tarag featuring soloist Nick Page. That performance was by the El Faro Youth Chorus. You are listening to KHFM's Music Education Festival. Coming up after the break, we'll have more conversations with their director, Dr. Gabby Dietrich, and more performances from El Faro Youth Chorus. You're listening to KHFM's Music Education Festival. Today, we're featuring El Faro Youth Chorus. And once again, let's hear from the director of El Faro, Dr. Gabby Dietrich, and their executive assistant, Ashley Junkman.
What's your personal favorite part about leading this chorus?
It's hard to say because I'll have to tell you, this is really my true passion project. I've wanted to have a chorus just like this for quite some time. And I love getting to know the choristers and seeing them come out of their shells and seeing them connect with each other and seeing them grow into who they are. I mean, what could be a greater privilege than that? And I'm a musician too at my core. So watching them develop musically and come into their own vocally is so rewarding and so fantastic. And the trauma-informed angle is important too, because you know, sometimes they come to us and they're kind of shut down. And, you know, I'm never going to stop a kid at the door and say, tell me about your trauma. That's not what this is about. But, you know, people come with everything that they've experienced in their life. And to be able to make space for that and let them grow into who they're really going to be and give them a safe place to do it, that's worth all the money in the world.
Dr. Gabby Dietrich speaking to Executive Assistant Ashley Jonkman about El Faro Youth Chorus. You are listening to KHFM's Music Education Festival, and we'll finish out our look at El Faro, beginning with a live concert. This set starts with the reading of a poem by Amanda Gordon, followed by El Canción de Caminante by Scott Reeker.
Be broken, even when we bend. As one, we will defeat both despair and disease. We stand with healthcare heroes and all employees, with families, libraries, waiters, schools, artists, businesses, restaurants, and hospitals hit hardest. We ignite not in the light, but in lack thereof, for it is in loss that we truly learn to love. In this chaos, we must find clarity. In suffering, we must find solidarity.
Live performance of La Canción del Caminante by Scott Reeker. That performance was by El Faro Youth Chorus. We've been highlighting El Faro today as part of KHFM's Music Education Festival. El Faro Youth Chorus is a part of the Coro Lux Oratorio Society's organization. They are a chorus open to kids ages 7 to 18 and allow new students twice a year at the beginning of each semester. For more information about the group, go to Coro Lux's website, abqcorolux.org. This is KHFM's Music Education Festival. And this week, in a half an hour, we're telling you more about many of the organizations that bring educational performances, programs, and services to young people in New Mexico. You can find the complete schedule at our website, khfm.org. And we'll finish this afternoon's look at El Faro with I Wanna Be Ready. I Wanna Be Ready, performed by the singers of El Faro Youth Chorus.